With few exceptions, agricultural land becoming neighborhoods is the new normal across Utah.
I think the only place that you may not is if you get over into Millard County, Beaver County, some of these very rural counties, not as much.
Ryan Larson is an extension farm management specialist with Utah State University. He says it can be hard for people to watch farmland be developed, but that a lot of farmers don't feel like they have a choice to sell their agricultural land to developers.
Because once you lose it, it's not going to be turned back into farmland.
Ross Ford, the executive vice president of the Utah Home Builders Association, says the reason why farmers feel selling is the only option comes down to property taxes.
It's taxed according to its highest and best use. So the problem is we end up with property that is right now farm property, but the county comes in and assesses it and charges taxes on it based on a value as if it were already being used as residential property or possibly even commercial property.
As an economist, we say you should put the land to its best value use, and unfortunately for some of these people, their best valued use is to develop it into residential, which is a little sad.
These new taxes put a strain on farmers, Ford says, because the rate they are paying is not reflective of the value they can get from their agricultural land. This leads them to explore options for profit.
When you bring in development and residential demand, we don't look at it from an agricultural perspective anymore.
With Utah Public Radio, I'm Kaylee Foster.